Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're All Local for Wednesday morning, the 17th of August, 2022. Changes in the forecast coming, especially for tomorrow. Today, it's going to be another sunny, hot day with a high near 102 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. Hey, tomorrow, big change with a high of only 88. And it is another back-to-school day for more students in North Texas, this time in White Settlement. The police will make sure students riding school buses get to and from school safely.
As we've been saying for quite some time now, school buses are now out in full force, and that means you need to pay extra special attention when encountering one of them.
Kids are unpredictable, especially younger age children, and we certainly don't want somebody accidentally hit because a motorist was not paying attention.
And that's why the White Settlement Police Department is launching a special enforcement operation. Police Chief Christopher Cook says officers will be on board all buses, specifically watching for drivers who pass them with their red lights flashing and the retractable stop signs extended out.
The officers that are on the school bus, they're actually going to be on the radio and report the vehicle description in the license plate of the motorist that passes the school bus.
Cook says he expects this special enforcement operation to last a couple of days or so. Police will then turn their attention to combating speeding and cell phone usage in school zones. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Students in Keller also heading back to school today, where the district is banning more than three dozen books from school libraries. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest.
The executive director of Keller ISD Curriculum and Instruction sent an email to principals with a list of 41 books to be removed. She wrote the book should be set aside in an office or book room. Keller ISD has posted a list of books that were challenged and by whom. Most were challenged by parents, others list a community member. Some books, including the Bible, were challenged but allowed to remain in campus libraries. Keller ISD says books that are challenged will be reconsidered and hopes to return eligible books to circulation as soon as possible. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Other districts welcoming students back this morning include Grapevine-Colleyville, along with Aledo, Burleson, Birdville, also Keller, Mansfield, Coppell, and Weatherford. It's only the first week of school, and one North Texas district is already dealing with threats, says KRLD's Austin York.
Multiple DeSoto ISD campuses were placed on temporary hold yesterday over safety concerns at Katherine Johnson Technology Magnet Academy. Superintendent Dr. Usama Rogers says an unknown person called DeSoto Police Dispatch and made a threat.
The building was immediately placed on lockdown, and district officials were dispatched along with police to the campus. The school was on lockdown, and it did take a while for us to ascertain if this threat was viable.
Three other schools were threatened, and all of them were searched. Rogers says no credible threats of concern were found. Extra patrols were dispatched to the schools for the rest of the day. Counselors will be made available at campuses today, along with added patrols. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plano voters will now decide if they want to spend $1.5 billion improving schools. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Last night, the school board said voters will have to decide on four propositions that range from $19 million to more than $1 billion. If voters say yes to all four, it would pay for what administrators consider critical projects, like major and minor renovations, projects for safety and security, infrastructure, transportation, fine arts, technology, athletics, career and technical education, plus a $130 million district event center. The election is November 8th. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man convicted of killing a McKinney real estate agent in 2006 is scheduled to be executed tonight. KRLD's LP Phillips has that.
Kasul Chanthakaman has been spared from execution twice already. Prosecutors are confident tonight's third attempt will not be delayed. Chanthakaman was convicted of capital murder in the 2006 stabbing death of McKinney real estate agent Sarah Walker. Former McKinney Assistant Police Chief Randy Rowland says there was a lot of evidence.
We had a witness that saw something that came forward. We had Carrollton PD responding and taking good investigative notes. From the crime scene, we had DNA from both the victim and the house. We had bloody fingerprints.
Chanthakaman still claims he's not the killer. We'll have updates on any appeals throughout the day. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County commissioners are expressing outrage over an audit of the county's juvenile justice system, which found detention times in certain courts doubling in spite of referrals to begin to cut them in half. Commissioner Roy Charles Brooks says he's also had a problem with the racial makeup of the detainees.
It is difficult to imagine that it is accidental that over 90% of the long-term incarcerations in our juvenile detention center are either African American or Hispanic.
Judge Glenn Whitley called for the defunding of three judges, saying they're partly responsible for the overcrowding. KRLD has reached out to those judges, and we're waiting to hear back. Your participation is needed to help approve the final design for what the Fort Worth Botanic Garden will look like over the next 20 years.
The Botanical Research Institute of Texas is inviting the public's input during their final master plan committee meeting. The final draft will be presented of the proposed design for the next 20 years of site development for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. The master plan consultant team gathered input throughout the year from the committee, staff members, and the public for the future of the 120-acre campus. The meeting is from 9 a.m. till noon on Wednesday, August 31st, and will take place in the Commons Room of the Britt Building on University Drive. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports, the Texas Rangers had their three-game winning streak snapped, falling to Oakland 5-1 at home.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.